if somebody wants to track this down and try to work out what the Seder is, exactly what the structure is, I'm sure there's something lurking in there. This is a Rishon. The whole Sefer is structured. It justifies every chapter after every chapter, before every chapter, whatever. I'm sure the paragraphs themselves are cheshbon out. The order seems a bit wacky, but anyway. The greatest goodness of all the toivas that Hashem gave us, you look at all the toivas that Hashem gave us, this is the greatest of them all. And the greatest raya of Hashem's oneness and his abilities, who are Torah shenita l'moshe neviya v'shalom, the Torah. V'ha'oisis she'Hashem hera al yodoy v'shinu min hagei v'tiva oilom. The nisim that Hashem does, the changing of the ways of the natural world, v'ha'moivsin ha'noirim she'era Hashem, the enormous wonders and miracles that Hashem showed us, that we should believe in Hashem and His prophets. Kamo shekosuf, as it says, "Ve'yar Yisrael esayad hagadoyla she'osa Hashem v'mitzrayim, v'yiru ha'ames Hashem, v'ayminu b'Hashem u'meisha avdoy." From the other Rishonim learn out that all the good gimeli korim are in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Go through that, they list all the yud gimeli korim, the belief in Hashem and His achdus, and He has no form, and the nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, and the nefiyot that came after. All that is encapsulated in Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'nema oid, ata reisa ledas ki Hashem hu ha'elokim ein oid milvado. Min ha'shamayim hashmiach es koiloi liyasercha la'aretz harecha es ishoi hagadaylu udvorov shumati b'toich ha'esh. Talking about Asina there, the gil of Hashem and Asina, that's by the way not included in the Yud Gimeli Korim. Yud Gimeli Korim you can see all in Maisa and in Yetzias Mitzrayim. You don't even get to Asina. Kufpei. So, if you want to be a real boychen and you want to see the goodness of Hashem, the achdus, the yecholus, the chokhmah of Hashem, you don't have to go to the zoo. You can just sit down and open up a Gemara, open up a Chumash, learn some Torah the way you're supposed to, and there you have it. In fact, the chinuch says, how is a person supposed to come to love Hashem? It's a mitzvah to love Hashem. How are you supposed to be there? How do you love Hashem? So it brings a sifri that says, Mizboin in b'toira, v'hechrach you'll come to love Hashem. If you're Mizboin and you're meditating Torah, you will come to love Hashem perforce. It's an imperative. And that's what he's saying here. It's the greatest good. If you look at all the chesed that Hashem did for us, Torah is the greatest. That means if Hashem would take away everything that He gave you, everything, and just leave you with Torah, you've still got the greatest good that Hashem can give you. Check that one out in a reality test where we're holding on that one. Hashem takes away everything. He comes to you and says, I take away everything, all the chesed I gave you, I take it away. I leave you just enough to stay alive, obviously. You know, breathing's also chesed. He takes that away, I don't need the Torah either. But I leave you just alive, but I take away everything else, and I leave you just with Torah. Because that's the greatest good. Where are we holding? Amazing thing, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Why? Rashi didn't know that Gemara. Rashi says the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Why? In Beshala, Yirmiyahu Novi goes to the nation and says, you know the Beis HaMikdash is about to be destroyed. So he should have said, why are you hating each other for Chinam? Or why are you in Vice Rishon? Yirmiyahu was Vice Rishon. Girashi, he doesn't. He says, Lamatem lo iskim b'toyra. Yirmiyahu's tochocha, Rashi says to the generation, is Lamatem lo iskim b'toyra. Rashi didn't learn Gemara. Well, he learned Chumash first and then he writes his Pirush. And then he learned, what are you talking about? Rashi in Chumash is Gemara. Pela Otsu. Lamatem lo iskim b'toyra. That was the only taina that Yirmiyahu could find for Klal Yisrael. And then they say, what are you supposed to do? Leave our work and go learn how we'll be mefanes. And then Yirmiyahu answers them with a man. But the tochoch is Lamatem lo iskim b'toyra. It means that's the solution to all the problems. Interesting. You'll turn around, like turn around to Yirmiyahu and say, but there's no man falling today. It's very nice, you know, you bring me a little bottle of man from the Beis HaMikdash that Moshe told Aaron to hide away, the Doroseichem. That's very cute, but why did you have to go up there and take it out there at the fridge? Because there ain't no man falling now. I mean, that's, yeah. So where all the Nisim now? How does it help me? He says, no, they are. In Yirtse, if a person wants, Lirais Bezmana Zeh Nisim, they only Nisim Shnasul Avseinu. Similarly, so you can see them if you want. Yitain mabat amiti al kimeinu bein haumas mi'az she'anu begolus. To give a perspective, the true perspective on our continued existence, surrounded by all the nations since we went into Golus. Val matzaveinu akal keli b'nayim. Our financial existence immersed with the nations. Lamarot she'yesh lanu ashkofes acheres v'orech chayim acher. We don't think like them. Hopefully, today that might be a question whether we have Ashkofas Acheres or not. I'm not trying to be cynical, but it's hard to see, even deep in our world, Ashkofas Acheres. Ashkofas is starting to look more and more like theirs, but we're supposed to have Ashkofas Acheres. We have a completely different lifestyle. And they know it. Their kalkala, their financial situation, their panosa and ours, it's kimat exactly the same. Sometimes our situation is even better than theirs. Bizmane milchama, that should be, no? Umuhumais. I know what the words translate to, I just don't understand what he's saying. Why is our financial situation better than theirs, Dafka, at times of war? No move on what he's saying. Vo'eid yirish shabaneinim v'aniyim shabahem oivim yoysa kashem asher baneinim v'aniyim shulameinu. The middle class and the poor people in the nations of the world work much harder than the middle class and the poor people of Klal Yisrael. Kamo shivtichanu b'reinu yisbarach, as Hashem promised us, va'av gam zois b'yaisam eretz oiveim. And even when you will be in the nation, in the land of your enemies, lo mastim v'lo galtim, I won't be despised by you. I won't abandon you. Ve'ezra amam. Even when we're avodim, Hashem doesn't relinquish His rulership over us. Who's kum aleini Adam? Just in parenthesis. Atem korim Adam, va'ein umas ha'olam koru Adam. So who's this Adam that comes upon us? Torah tells us that we called Adam, and the umas ha'olam can't call Adam. So it says, Lula Hashem Ayilan, if Hashem wasn't with us, but Kum Alayni Odom, who's the Odom? Atem Kor Odom, Va'en Musayim Kol Odom. There's one Musayim that's called Odom. Yishmael is called Odom.
Pera Odom.
He's called a Pera Odom, but he's an Odom. He has some human dimension to him, some Odom dimension to him. That's what it's talking about here. Lula Hashem Shealani, but Kum Aleini Odom. Talking about now. But yes, Amizmo, go have a look at Tehillim Kuf Chav Dalet. The entire celebration of how through the Golus, Klal Yisrael has existed. By the way, the Goyim wrote about this miracle. Mark Twain has a wonderful essay. Every Jew should read that essay of Mark Twain, where he discusses, he was in Eretz Yisrael, he came to Yerushalayim, he discusses the barrenness. You should read it on Tisha B'Av. I've really seen a better description of Kamamish Kraut, just reading Mark Twain's description of the total devastation, destruction, and desolation of Yerushalayim. And he speaks there about what's the secret of our existence. How are we still here? Why are the Jewish people still here? He says that's just as big as a miracle as the miracles that our ancestors saw then. Problem is, it says, you have to want to see them and go look for them. We know Reich Toiv. ובשעה קבלה סבוירס אלוקים אסקי בעזרת השם ברחוב במידו הספקס את הטוב הגדול שהייתי מלוקים לנו וזה שנוסו לנו סטורוסה. In all the other aspects of avoidus elokim, in Shar avoidus elokim, he's going to discuss at length all the enormous toivas that Hashem does for us, in fact that he gave us the Torah, just from the enormous ramifications that we have Torah. That's an amazing thing, eh? The fact that I'm yet today is just as big a nice as Kriyas Yamsuf, as the Makkas, as the sun standing still. Why are there still Jews yet today? Why are Jews still riding the subways and going and coming and making more money than most Goyim? I mean, the amount of Jewish wealth, yachasid to the amount of Jewish people is ludicrous. Absolutely not understandable. The amount of Nobel Prize winners. The amount of Jewish achievement in the world compared to the amount of Jews in the world. So we just say, yeah, well, they got a good, clever Jewish cop, and you see, that's why we're better than them. But we have Torah, so we look it through the eyes of Torah and understand this is Kriyas Yamsuf. Not because we're cleverer than them, there's some really clever goyim out there, some proper clever goyim out there, don't in their world, there are no fools out there. No fools out there. This guy from Tesla, I mean, you know what you're talking about? Many like that. It's not because they're cleverer. A big veer, South African big veer once told me, after the 2008 crash, he was one of the few hedge funds that survived intact. One of the few, most financial institutions at some point got whacked in 2008. Very few people remained unscathed. And his business stayed fairly... So he said to me, you think my business is around and all those guys is not because I'm cleverer than them, I have better products than them, I know more than them. He says, most of those guys can learn me in this business under the table. He said, the only reason why I'm still around and they're not is because I was borrowing money during the hard times to keep my stocker commitments. I made certain commitments to stocker, and even though I'd be a locker, I was potter from those commitments. He said, my Maisa money then was more than what I'm earning now. When I made those commitments, my Maisa was more than what I'm earning now. He borrowed and borrowed to keep his... He never ever cut us. Never ever cut us. For all the years of his bad times, he never cut us. He said, that's why my business is standing, because of the stocker. It's an open miracle. He says, I know that. Look, I wasn't Shomer Shabbos when he told me this. Today he's a Shomer Shabbos Jew. That's the point. You can either think, wow, you know, I've got a good business and I'm lucky and I did well, or however you want to cut it, or you can just understand this is a miracle. It's a miracle. I give lots of stocker. I'm makpin and I'm moisten nefesh to keep my stocker commitment to whatever. So Hashem sees that I'm trustworthy with his money and he helps me out. But he said it's a miracle. Absolutely no reason I'll be a teva while this business should be doing any worse, any better than anyone else. How many Jews are there still left? We live in Israel, we live through wars. You know how many open miracles are happening? People lived through the Scud wars, and people lived through the missile wars or whatever. Somebody here worked out the statistical probabilities in the last Gaza war of how many missiles were fired and how many hit and how many didn't hit. Guys, somebody worked out the statistical probabilities of that percentage of missiles not hitting or killing people or whatever. It was like one in billions and billions of chances. It was statistically not probable at all what was going on. So we can blame Armdon and we can blame the Arabs because they're stupid, or we can whatever, or we can understand there's open miracles. So that's the im yetzer. Person has to want to see Hashem. You want to see Hashem? No, there's plenty of opportunities. But the chinuch is amazing. The Rambam says it in Sefer Mitzvahs as well. The proven way to get to Avos Hashem is Mizboinen B'Torah. וכן מהנוכן שתוסים לי ותבחין אס חוכמס השם וטובוי ממה שאלופים וריבויז בני אדם בויים לידי הסקה והחלטה המאוחדת. Another, it's correct, it's appropriate that we should pay attention and understand that the wisdom of Hashem and His goodness in that did you see thousands and thousands and multitudes of people come to the same agreement. They're at one. They're all different. Everyone's completely different. And yet they get together and agree to appoint a king to rule over all of them. And they follow his laws and they follow his decrees. Sorry, I left that alarm. Umisyachsim Ailav Beirus for covered, and they treat him with awe and covered. Vushaimalem Vadoiglem, and he guards them and takes care of them. Vushaifet Petzerik Banaim, and he's a righteous judge amongst them. Umanigosem Ban Hogash Shihila Toivas Kulam, and he rules over them, the kula, kadei shelo yipogo gufan ruchushom, so they shouldn't be damaged, them or their property. Kadei she'oiv lo yuchal yisgaber aleim, and he protects them that the enemies shouldn't come and conquer them. V'loya melech she'doig leklal, and if the melech didn't concern himself for the nation, v'kolecha doig rak la'atzmo, everyone would just worry about himself. Like we see today, I think they call that enoki. He would just take care of himself. Who needs a government? They take care of garbage collection and some minor stuff like that, you know. But I worry about myself. I take care of myself. I don't need anybody else. I can do what I want. And he just guards his own rights. We become a right-based nation or people. You would never have a protective wall around the city.
And
always bothered me why it is that democracy still survives. In this country especially. It's unbelievable. People complain the entire time that the government's in power. All they do is complain about the government. Nobody's happy with any of the governments we ever had. Ask any Israelis happy with them. Yeah, yes, no, whatever. Never happy with it. They have an election, they replace him with somebody else, and then they're not happy with him, and then they replace him with the same guy they weren't happy with before, and it just keeps going around in circles. You have the Democrats 1 year, the Republicans the next year, and it just keeps going around and around in circles. Nobody ever stopped and said, why am I still voting? It makes it absolutely irrelevant. Totally irrelevant. My money to the kitzeh. He says, Hashem, that's what he's telling you. He's one of the Chochmas Abayrim. That's what Hashem puts in the hearts of people, because it's next to Teva. That the world should be normal, taking care of the world. The roads get built, and the sewage gets taken care of, and the airport works sometimes, and the trains hopefully are, you know, more or less. Yeah, you need some kind of money here. Today we don't have kings, we have governments, whatever it is, but why do people still have any immun in the governments? Doesn't make sense, not logical. South Africa's going to an election now. Do me a favor, please. After the election, there's one family that decides who's going to be the Minister of Finance, who's going to be this. There's one family, one Goyisha family. Yeah, you want to be the Minister of Finance, you put your money down the table, here arranges for you to be the Minister of Finance. And it's no one's embarrassed even by it anymore. And then people will stand in line for 4 hours waiting to cast their vote. Wow, makes sense. Lochei nosen Hashem b'lei b'nei Adam. That itself is one of the pillar prayers. People line up to go vote. Amazing. When we call Shekain Shiesh to Elas, Baham Lachas HaMelech. Imushem Es Chukai Torah. And how much more so is there an enormous benefit in appointing a king if he's Shemeh Chukai Torah? Umanigo Yisam Al Pi Atzedek Ubidrochim Tovim V'Yisharim. He's going to rule the nation Al Pi Torah and Al Pi Tzedek and in the correct straight ways. And he's completely subjugated by Torah, and he conducts himself in Yoshe in straight ways. So the dekach memshaltoy misseses umaluchusom itkayemes the dayros. Via that, his kingship will be established, and his kingship, his malucha, will be established. The Doiros, Kamo Shekosuv, Chesed ve'emes yitzru melech. When the melech does Chesed ve'emes, v'sod v'chesed kisoy, when he does Chesed ve'emes, his kiseh, his throne, will be established, will be firmed in Chesed. Ramu Chazal, having mispalo b'shloime shel malchus, should daven for the peace of the country, the nation, the malchus where you're living. Shilma l'mayri ish esreyu chayim bolu. Because if people didn't have fear, if there wasn't fear of the authority, people would eat each other alive. Literally. So that's one of the chokhmas avoira. That's something that a person has to, you know, when you look at you know, the way the camels have enough water to go for 40 days and whatever, and therefore they live in places with no water and their digestive systems are geared for that, and the giraffes have got long necks because they need the food that's high up, whatever. You see the chokhmah avoira, you know that's something that you need to examine and see it's chokhmah avoira. But this, what's in Shaar Bechina? Amazing. This is also one of the chokhmas aboyer and the chesed the boyer does that you see in the teva of the bria. Amazing insight. Gam yesh lecha lizboina. This is a pela otzum. People think the Jews invented this problem, and they're right. Gam yesh lecha lizboina. You also need to meditate. Teroite ta chokhma al yoina ve'smidas tuva yisparach. The enormous wisdom and goodness of Hashem. V'mashe krov ne'adam boli de'haskoma le'yachas erech lekesef v'zav. Everybody agrees that there's value in gold and silver. There's no value in gold. Gold is an intrinsic value. Most useless metal in the world. Almost nothing you can do with it. Almost nothing you can do with it, really. It's too soft. You've gone bald with it. You can't. You like nice furniture, nice jewelry, nice whatever. And yet everybody agrees gold is like the standard. You know, they gold plate their thrones. Not in a Kodesh with gold plate. Why does everyone agree to that? Will it knight Vilim Kot Tmurosom? Everyone's prepared to use gold as the standard. You knew that was one of Rachamim's that Hashem has on the Bria. Why? Kedei sheyasigu es kolat strochusom al yedei kesef v'zahav. Because now you can buy whatever you need using gold and silver, or whatever we use today. Even bitcoins at some point must be linked to gold at some space. I don't know too much about how bitcoins work. Sorry, I never bought them. Why not? Because if I wanted to, if I was supposed to make that much money, Hashem would have given anybody. I bought bitcoins when they were 20 bucks. No, you're a clever businessman.
I knew that when they were a penny.
A penny. You know what they're worth today? Tell me what's a bitcoin? $1,000 worth of bitcoins. You know what you'd be worth today? You could have been my biggest owner. Anyway, Hashem didn't want you to. Otherwise, he would have given it to you. I promise you. If Hashem wanted you to be a millionaire, you'd be a millionaire. It was good for you. It's not good for you. Zil. But even that today, which is the ultimate attempt to break away from the gold standard, is still somehow linked to the gold standard, because you can't divorce yourself from the world economy lagamre. And the world economy is very rooted on the gold standard today. So, and that's a pella. It shouldn't be like that, Alfie Seichel. Even though this gold and silver doesn't really bring you any benefit, get your wife off your back for a while sometimes if you know what to buy her. Gold and diamonds. He doesn't mention diamonds. Diamonds, by the value of diamonds was invented by a Jew. It was a Jew that got up and said, "Diamond, a girl's best friend." That was Ernest Oppenheimer, who discovered diamonds in South Africa and turned them into diamonds. There was no shortage. They were worth nothing. As many diamonds as you want. They're lying on the beach. Ada Yomazeh. The entire Namibian coast is completely sealed off in one, probably the most well-guarded beach in the world. There's diamonds this size lying on the beach, and they guarded it with their lives. I mean, people died trying to get onto that beach because some yid got up and said, "Diamonds are a girl's best friend," and suddenly diamonds became worth a fortune. They're intrinsically not worth anything. There's no shortage of them. absolutely no shortage of diamonds. When they eventually broke the De Beers monopoly, they realized there's no shortage of diamonds. And they still maintain the prices at those crazy levels. What? He said, that's one of the ches, that's one of the chesodim. You can't feed yourself on gold. Who was it that died in his kasefet with all his gold and silver and money, and he died from hunger? He was a big Baron Rothschild or whatever it was in Rothschild. Rothschild died in his safe, surrounded by the entire world's wealth. He died of hunger. Even in the times of the Khulban, what was her name? The trainer, whatever, what was her name? She sent her husband, her servant, to go buy flour. By the time eventually she threw all her gold in the street, said, "What can I do?" And she died of hunger. What was her name? Martha, Mashuka. She eventually found one of the old figs that the tzaddik had thrown in the street, and she sucked that and got nimas and died from it. And if you're sick or whatever, the law is elacha. Lo yisrapel yedei kesef v'azav. I know you might find some alternative remedies that say if you've got rheumatism, you wear a gold bracelet, goes away. We said it. Now, the Kutzmi said gold's not the medical standard. Most refuahs come from the other treasure houses of the nature. Only in very rare cases do you use silver or gold for refuah. Today, I can't imagine they don't even use the full teeth anymore. So why do people fly and flee off the golden zav? Because Hashem gives you a teva to want money so that the world can continue. Rabbi Khanan said the reason why the Great Depression happened. The Great Depression, what caused the Great Depression? So if you studied economics or you did a BCom or whatever, so in the syllabus, we're trying to understand how the Great Depression happened. Take out Rabbi Khanan and see what Rabbi Khanan says. He says, all Hashem did was move one piece of the puzzle and the Great Depression happened. He took trust that people had for each other out of the world. People started stopped trusting each other, so they didn't lend each other money. So money, instead of moving, money is called zuz, money has to move. Money stood still. When money stands still, economies crash. That was the Great Depression. Hashem just unplugged trust. Still, money doesn't move. Yeah, the banks aren't lending. The banks, no one's borrowing. No businesses. The world comes to a standstill. That's what happened. Pela otsum. Pela otsum. If you write that in your economy, you know, business economics final exam, you probably fail. But that's the truth. Emeslamito.
Emeslamito. It's the same. It's economics.
What was the credit crunch?
Greece. Give money, otherwise it's panic and everything
crashes. So what did they do? They bailed them out again. Yeah. And they like bailing them out because they're making a fortune on the interest. Yeah. Money has to move. Zuzaz, it has to compete moving. And that's the chesed that Hashem does, because if people didn't have a chukka for money, so the money would just sit. And that would be the end of the story. What happens when this country became, they want to bring the price of property down. Very clever. So what did they do? They make it very hot mishkanta. So now the banks are stuck, banks want to lend. So now you have buses driving around here with adverts. 60,000 shekel loan on the spot, you know, like online loans. But why are the banks doing that? Why are they begging you to borrow money? Because if they're not lending money, they go bankrupt. Banks make money from lending money, not from keeping money. So they make you want to buy a new car, so that you borrow money from the bank, so that you can... That's all Chochmas Abayre. That's not because of what we think it is. That's not Marxist theory. That's Chochmas Abayre. That's what he says.
It's a brood. It's damn. It's like the brood in the...
Oh.
It's the same thing.
Very good. I didn't think of it. Excellent. All right. You ready? Huh? Well, let's just do it today.